Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again for Manna in the Morning. We're studying in the upper room teaching of the Lord Jesus Christ, and today our reading begins in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, and we begin at verse 21. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. If I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. But now they have no cloak for their sin. He that hateth me hateth my Father also. If I had not done among them the works which no other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled, which is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter has come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. The Lord Jesus had been talking to them about the opposition they would face in the world. Bearing fruit takes place in a hostile environment, and we shouldn't be surprised if people oppose us. For after all, they opposed the Lord Jesus before us, and his apostles later on too. So, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ is not a popular path today, and if you're really living for the Lord Jesus, don't be surprised, dear Christian, if you come under criticism for it. The Lord Jesus talked about this, but he said the whole reason this persecution would come about was for my name's sake. Now, it's interesting when you read the early chapters of the book of Acts that was the key issue. The enemies of Christ hauled the apostles in before their tribunal. They beat them and commanded them that they should not preach anymore in the name of the Lord Jesus. And yet the disciples went forth, and Acts tells us that they rejoiced, that they were counted worthy to suffer for the name of the Lord Jesus. It wasn't merely a question of speaking the name of Jesus, or of identifying this man Jesus by his name. It again was a statement of the authority of Jesus. They healed the man in Acts chapter 3, the lame man by the temple, in the name of Jesus. They themselves would say, it was not by our own power and godliness that we did this, but it was through faith in the name of the Lord Jesus that this man was made whole. So that's the big issue. The world doesn't want the name of the Lord Jesus to be proclaimed. They don't want the authority that that name carries. But the Lord Jesus now said, if I had not come and spoken unto them, they had not had sin. Now you might think, if you merely read that statement superficially, that the Lord Jesus was saying that these people had never sinned. But we know the Bible says in Romans 3:23, for example, that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The Bible is very clear in Old and New Testaments that all men sin. All men are sinners, with the exception of the Lord Jesus, who was not only the perfect man, but also was God manifest in the flesh. But all men do sin, and the Lord Jesus here wasn't contradicting that. He's using the word sin in a very technical sense in verse 22. When he says they would not have had sin, he means they would not have been held guilty of the specific sin of rejecting Messiah. But then he goes on to say, it's clear that this is his meaning, because the second half of the verse says, but now they have no cloak for their sin. In other words, before the Lord Jesus came on the scene, people might have thought of themselves as pretty good, as religious, as doing it pretty much God's way. But when the Lord Jesus came on the scene and they saw what God really wanted a man to be like, what a perfect man really would live like, then they had no cloak for their sin anymore. They couldn't hide the fact that they were sinners falling short of God's glory, and specifically they couldn't hide the fact that they were rejecting God's Messiah, the Savior that he sent into the world. They hated him, he says, because they hated the Father also. They wouldn't have thought that. They would have protested and said very loudly, no, no, we serve God. God is our Father. But it wasn't true, because when his Son came to the earth, they rejected him. They said, we will not have this man to reign over us, and they delivered him up to be crucified. Oh, how good is God to come and present his gospel even to those who reject him.